Worcester County's new home for rock classics is 98.9 The Bus with David Bowie and the Gene Genie. Before that, we heard from Rush, Tom Sawyer from the Moving Pictures album. Also, The Bus, Mr. Bruce Springsteen, starting things off. Still to come, we've got more rock classics, but first, let's get you that latest forecast. For tonight, basically, more crappy winter weather. Cloudy skies with some snow in the picture, temperatures in the 20s. Tomorrow, more clouds, more snow, temperatures only in the 30s. And then for Friday, good news, it's going to clear up, not as many clouds. Of course, it's going to get chilly as all hell, too. Temperatures upper teens to lower 20s, so I wouldn't exactly grab that beach gear just yet. Coming up, we do have another commercial-free ride. More continuous rock classics coming up. We've got Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, and The Kinks standing by right here at 98.9 The Bus. Worcester County's new home for rock classics is 98.9 The Bus. You've got Bill Robert on a Thursday afternoon. Stones there for you. And Honky Tonk Woman. And now, obviously, most everyone out there knows, if you're a Rolling Stones fan, you know about what's going on with Bill Wyman and his child bride, Mandy Smith. She's 18. She's legal. But, of course, they met when she was 13, which I guess her mom didn't have a problem with. Go figure. Well, speaking of her mom has hooked up with Bill Wyman's son, Stephen. Yeah, that's right. Okay, not only is Wyman, who's like 50-something, married to this 18-year-old, his son is now dating her mother. Now, I actually had to take a pen and paper and kind of figure this out, but think of this, okay? If these two, if Wyman's son and Mandy's mom get hitched, here are the possible outcomes. First of all, it obviously means Stephen would become the stepfather of his stepmother. Okay. It gets freakier, folks. His dad's father-in-law, that's what he would also be. He could also be his own step-grandfather. He could be the husband of his stepmother's daughter-in-law. See, it's getting freakier and freakier. He could also be the son of his wife's son-in-law, which, of course, would make him a deadlock for a Jerry Springer appearance. Coming up, more rock classics. Do stay with us here at 98.9 The Bus. 98.9 The Bus, your new home for continuous rock classics. As we finish up another commercial-free ride, Led Zeppelin there, and All of My Love from the In Through the Outdoor album. Now, you may know the story about this song. Some people don't, so I'll do that for the benefit of those of you who don't, because if you listen to the lyrics after knowing this, it kind of gives a whole new meaning, a whole new depth to the song. Of course, the song All of My Love, a very haunting ballad anyway, but In Through the Outdoor came after a bit of a hiatus because Robert Plant was getting over the death of his son, Carrick, from a stomach ailment, okay? So this was after the death of his son. In fact, this song, he basically wrote this song with Carrick in mind. And you listen to the lyrics, okay? Next time you listen to the song, I mean, it's a beautiful song anyway, but the lyrics are just going to tear your heart out. Just such a heartbreaking thing, once again, just what Robert Plant was going through at that particular time. We've got more rock classics on the way. Elton John standing by. We've also got ELO in a chamber ready to fire off. Cream's coming up, too. Some old Clapton for you right here at The Bus.